we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Redemption Church, we doing good? Excellent. I don't mean to brag, but do you like my highlight reel of Daredevil stunts? That was totally me in all those things right there, right? I haven't gotten a single compliment on that. No, that was none of that's true. But I am Chris Fluitt, and I'm here to preach to you the third week in our sermon series. What's the name of it?
Limitless.
I'm glad to be preaching to you today. We've been preaching about unlimited power in week one. Last week we preached to you about limitless love, and today I want to encourage you to find limitless wisdom. Now, I don't know what there is about the word wisdom, but usually it induces yawns. I don't know why that is. We need to rethink what wisdom really is. The world is looking for a lot of things. Is that true? Am I right? Oh, yeah. The world is constantly looking for the latest and greatest. The world looks for peace. It looks for cleaner air and water. It looks for stronger economies. It looks for innovation. It looks for someone to blame. It looks for success. It looks for power. It looks for a better life. This list could go on and on and on because the world is constantly seeking things. The world is even seeking things it doesn't know what it's seeking for yet. It's constantly looking. You have 24-hour news media looking for a news story, right? If they can't find one, they just make one up, right? You know it's true. It's true, all right? But is the world seeking wisdom? I mean, the world's seeking all these things. Is it really seeking wisdom? I feel like wisdom is not very high on the list of things the world is seeking. Say amen if you agree with that.
Amen.
All right. Some of y'all agree. It's good. Now, the world seeks information. Would you agree with that? Absolutely. But wisdom is much more than information. I want you to understand that little phrase. Wisdom is so much more than just information. Our society knows how to get information. Do you know what is right here under my hand? This is an Alexa Dot. Alexa, what's the weather like today in Plano?
In Plano, it's 72 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Today, you can look for thunderstorms with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 43 degrees.
Alexa, who won the World Series in 2001?
Arizona Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001.
Yeah, they beat the Yankees, too. It was a good year. It was a good year. We'll try a scripture one. Let's see. Alexa, what does Proverbs 3 and 13 say?
According to the King James Bible, Proverbs 3:13 reads, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding."
All right. Playing with fire here. Let's try it. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why was the pizza maker terrible at golf? His whole round was full of slices.
That's really bad. Alexa makes me feel better about my jokes all the time. All right.
A cowboy and his horse walk into a bar. The cowboy says, "I've been leading this dang horse to every river in the county. He may not want to drink, but I do."
Was that even a joke? Alexa, stop. All right, Alexa, stop. Whatever that is, stop. Oh, one more. Alexa, Simon says, #limitless2018.
Hashtag Limitless 2018.
Telling you guys, it's catching on. All right. Our society knows how to get information. Do you agree? We know how to get information. Our culture knows how to get information better than any other previous generation. You literally just say that thing's name and ask a question. It can give you the information. Alexa, what is the address to Redemption Church?
Based on your zip code settings, the address for a Redemption Church is 903 West Parker Road, Plano, Texas 75023.
It's right. Alexa, stop. All right. It's right. If you want information, you get it. You want a phone number, you get it. If you want to know what the national debt is to the second, you can find that information. That information is everywhere. We do this better than any other generation. But wisdom is so much more than just info. It is so much more. Wisdom is about understanding. Say that word, understanding. You see, there's some things she can't do. She can tell me who won the World Series in 2001, but let's see her do this. Alexa, how can I become a successful Major League Baseball player?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
It's hard work and determination. It's never giving up, but she. Alexa, what should I wear to impress my boss on the job interview?
Sorry, what was that?
Alexa, I've got a lot of problems. How should I prioritize my problems to achieve more success this year?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, how can I stop being lonely and start having meaningful relationships?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
What do you call
Alexa,
a kid
stop.
Who does...
Information is not wisdom. You see, when you're asking for advice, when you're asking, how can I get ahead in life? How can I turn my life around? How can I take my life and go somewhere important with it? You see, you can't just Google that. You can't just her name that. You can't do those things because it's so much more than information. Our generation does information really good. Right now, it's able to pick up the words that I say and formulate it to where it's a question, and then does a quick internet search, and it brings me that information. But it cannot bring you wisdom. Information, it comes quicker than ever, but wisdom, hard to find. She knows plenty of info, but has no wisdom or understanding to share. This is why we see smart people make unwise decisions. You know some people that have lots of head knowledge. They have lots of information. But my goodness, those are some unwise people. You've seen it. They know info, but they lack understanding. That is why Washington, D.C., man, did I ever time this one right? That is why Washington, D.C., who is in the middle of a stupid shutdown right now for political grandstanding reasons, boo on that. That's why people in Washington, D.C., that's why that's such an unwise place. Because they've got data on everything, but they don't have wisdom on just about anything. Somebody say amen, because that is something. I'm going out there, and you can amen the preacher on that because it's true, all right? This is why you should turn off the news sometimes. You literally should just turn off the news, because they have lots of wisdom, but they have zero. They have lots of information, but they have zero wisdom to share. If we only had a place we could turn to for wisdom. If we only had a source of wisdom, man, if we had a source of limitless, powerful, life-changing wisdom, man, that would be really good, wouldn't it? Can anybody tell me where there is a wellspring of wisdom, where there is a source for wisdom, where there is all the wisdom that you need? Somebody say it out loud. It is God Almighty. It is His Word. It is Jesus Christ. That's all the wisdom you need. God has limitless wisdom. Can you say that sentence with me? God has limitless wisdom. Do you know, my favorite things it says about God in the Bible. I just think this one's interesting. It says that we serve the only wise God. It's in Romans 16:27. Look at it. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So if there's another God out there, he ain't wise. Because we only serve the wise God. Isn't that good? We serve a wise God, y'all. He's no fool. Job 12 and 13 says this. To God belong wisdom and power. Counseling and understanding are his. They belong to him. You know, in grade school, your mom wrote your name on everything. Because you would lose it, and sure enough, you did, but she wrote your name on it. Guess what? If you find wisdom, you turn it over, it's written on there, God. It belongs to him. Power, it belongs to him. Counsel, who does his counsel belong to? It belongs to God. It's got his name on it. Understanding, all of these things are his. Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Colossians 2 and 2 says this, that we may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, the very next verse, verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wait a second. It says that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden where? In Jesus Christ. Go back one verse. Verse 2. In whom are hidden, that we may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. How important is it that you know Jesus Christ? How important is it that you open up the Word and learn who he is? Why? Because hidden in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. You believe that? I believe it. We probably know this information. In fact, you could just like totally shut me down and go, oh, he's not going to tell me anything I haven't heard before. I know all of this information, right? But do you live with the wisdom? You may have heard this before. You may know those scriptures. You may have the information. But are you living with the wisdom of God? Have you searched deep down in Christ and found all the treasures that are his wisdom and his knowledge? Do you seek God's wisdom? The Bible says a few things about seeking God's wisdom. Proverbs 2 and 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Proverbs 2 and 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Wisdom. He is the God of all wisdom. All wisdom is his. And what does he do with this wisdom? He gives his wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. You hold the phone right now. From his mouth, he can speak wisdom to your ear. He can speak wisdom that hits your heart and changes your life. Real quick, raise your hand if God has ever given you some wisdom straight from his mouth to you. Can I tell? Now put them down. Was that a forgettable experience? No. It is a life-changing experience. His wisdom. You know, we just told you who won the 2001 World Series. It was the Arizona Diamondbacks. How much did that just change your life, y'all? Did that just change your life? Did Alexa just change your life? No. Not at all. But let me tell you, if God speaks to you one time, this treasured wisdom that is in Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. I go back in my life to moments where I heard the voice of God, the mouth of God speaking wisdom and knowledge to me and understanding. And you know what? It was powerful in the moment. 10 years later, it's still powerful. 20 years later, it's still powerful. For the rest of my life, I go back to that moment where I learned his wisdom, where I heard his wisdom, and it's life-changing to me. It's absolutely the truth. To get his wisdom changes everything. You want to change your world today? Ask God today, God, I want your wisdom to come from your mouth to my heart and to my ear and to my family. I want my family to hear your wisdom. You know what? I keep praying, God, I want my children to have an experience with you. I'm going to tweak that a little bit. I want them to hear your voice of wisdom. I want them to hear it. I want them to know the treasure that is your wisdom, and it's hidden in Christ. And I want them to go look for it, and I want them to find it. That's my prayer for you today. Why don't you make that your prayer for your family and for your life today? You probably know this verse. If you don't know this verse, you really need to. It's James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should do what? You should ask God, who gives generously to those that are Christian, to those that are pastors, to those that have memorized their Bible. No, to who?
All.
To all. He gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. God has limitless wisdom.
Amen.
But too often, we only want information.
That's right.
We spend most of our prayers asking for information. We come to God and we say, God, what should I do about such and such? Yes or no? God, give me the promotion. That's our prayer, right? God, please let my car start in the morning. And God's like, you really should buy a new battery. But this is how we treat God, like an Amazon Echo Dot. When we pray, we're just seeking information. But there is a difference, my friends, between information and wisdom. Too often we come to God with the yes or no questions, and we have little patience for a conversation. You see, you only go with yes or no questions when you don't want a conversation. Do you want a conversation with God? If you're coming to God just like, just bless me already, okay? I'm busy, I gotta go. That is not going to work. That does not work. It doesn't work. Let me help you out. It doesn't help at home in your marriage either. It doesn't help on the job. None of that helps. Okay? That is foolhardy at best. God, just tell me, yes or no, should I put $50 on the Vikings to win the Super Bowl this year? And God's like, I'm so glad that we're talking. You know, it has been in my heart that to guide. And you're like, no, 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 no. Yes or no? Yes or no? Just let me know. Yes or no? That's all I want. It's like, you know, that's a lot like the lawyer in the courtroom. And they're controlling the witness. Not letting the witness witness. Not letting the truth that's in the witness witness it. No, no. Answer yes or no. Answer yes. You are like that. And you're cutting off the witness of God's Spirit into your life. And what does the Spirit do? It's in our scripture memory verse. The Spirit reveals all things, even the deep things of God. No, 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 God. Yes or no? God has things He wants to reveal to you today that aren't answered in a yes or no. I've told you this before. Some of you haven't heard it, so you listen up. And you that have heard it, treat it like it's the first time you heard it. I remember being a young child sitting in church wondering, God, are you real or not? And so I would wander up to this altar, and that would be my search place. I'd come up here and I'd search. I remember one specific time I came up here, and I was like, God, are you real? Yes or no? I want a yes or no answer. God totally could have flipped me out by saying, no. Think about that, right? No one is in here but us chickens. Right? God, are you real? No, no. I was expecting a yes or no. God did answer me. And I remember it. I remember exactly what I felt. He said, I love you. Doesn't that ring true? You know that that's our God that did that, right? God, are you real, yes or no? And He says, forget this yes or no business. I love you. My existence isn't what I want to communicate to you. Oh, you feel that? I feel the Holy Spirit in this room. God doesn't just want to communicate a yes or no. He wants to communicate, I love you, and I'm with you. I was with you even when you were messing up, and I loved you then. I've never left you or forsaken you. I'm with you. He's wanting to communicate that. That is so much more than information, my friend. That is some wisdom. That is some knowledge and some understanding about who you are and who God is and how he sees you. And that stuff will change your life forever. Amen. Get a hold of that wisdom today. You ought to repent today of your yes or no prayers. Yes or no. I've remembered times in my life where like, God, yes or no, do you want me to worship you? All right, if you want me to worship you, then Jonathan's going to go like this in a few moments. And I'm watching Jonathan like a hawk. And they're like, oh, that was it. Maybe I wanted, yes or no. Let me help you with that. Yes, he does want you to enter into worship with him in relationship with him, right? It's silly me, yes or no question. Does anybody relate to that? Come on. Like, some of you are like, I will go up and pray God if 4.5 people come up and pray. And then 4 people come, but that half person didn't come. A small little person comes in, you're like, whoa! God wants to talk to you. He really does. We come to the altar and talk to God. That's not even half of it. He wants to talk to you. He doesn't want you to just talk to him. He wants to have a conversation with you. And God wants to give you wisdom. But maybe you only want information. And usually, we just want information that backs up the decision we've already made. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I made this decision, God, and obviously my wife's in the wrong, so I really need you to tell me. And God's like, I ain't touching that. Not touching that. Thus saith the Lord, I ain't touching that. All right. It is unwise to come to God with a decision already made. It really is, but do we do it? You bet we do it. It is so much wiser to come asking God, what would you have me do? And what understanding can I gain from this information? Those two things are essential because there is something God would have you do. It's best for you. It will work out better for you in the long run. And not only that, the next thing is that maybe there is something God can teach you from this. Are you learning your lesson? The worst thing, you know what wisdom is? One way to say what wisdom is, okay, people learn from experience. You know what that's another word for? Learn from failure. Well, I tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and failed. Wisdom is learning from someone else's experience so that you don't have to go through the failure. Young people, it would be so awesome if you could learn from our failures and not have to relive them. It would be so awesome if you would learn not to get into foolish debt with a credit card at Sonic. It would be so good if you didn't have to learn that lesson like I did. It would be wisdom if you just jumped right over that. You passed go and collected the $200 and just moved on. That would be wisdom. It's so much wiser to learn in every situation. I guarantee you, there is something God wants you to do in every situation. Number one, I could say being thankful, right? But here's another one, and I don't think there's a scripture for it, but I know it's true. He wants you to learn in every situation in life. He never wants you to stop learning. He gave you a brain that never turns off. Even while you are asleep, your brain is on and it's working and it's doing whatever that thing up there does. It just does it. God wants you to learn with this thing up here, this gelatin mass, whatever it is up there. He wants you to learn with it. He wants you to gain wisdom. I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to be much longer, but I've got a very deep and personal story with you, and it has to do with money. Please don't think weird of us. I'm going to be very transparent with you right now, and this story means a lot to me. Please do not judge me for anything I'm going to say, but learn from our wisdom. Sarah and I were buying our first home in 2013. We were trying to figure out what to do with our previous property. We owned a condo. We were very thankful for the condo. But now we are getting a new house and we still own the condo. So we have no clue what to do. So when you have no clue what to do, you naturally just do the easiest thing. That's what you do. What's the easiest thing? What's the least flow of resistance? Obviously, the easy thing to do would be to sell the condo. Just sell it. It would be easy to share. And we could walk away with some profit. And we wouldn't have to have two mortgages. And the little profit we get, we could put into the new house. All those things would be really easy. Just forget about it. We just kind of made up our minds without making up our minds. We made up our minds without asking anyone, including God. All right. So, and we could have walked away saying, praise the Lord, we made a profit. Isn't that wonderful? At the time, we could have sold that property for around $80,000, in the $80,000 range. And we had bought that house at $67,000, like 7 years earlier. You following me so far? Okay. So that would have been a profit. We could have walked away from it praising the Lord and saying, that's God's favor at work. And it would have been God's favor. I'm not putting that down. But we'd pretty much made the decision without really making the decision when suddenly it hit me very hard in the brain and in the heart. Wait, we should ask God. Now, this is your pastor speaking. This is your pastor speaking that talks to you about prayer. This is your pastor who meets you in this altar. This is your pastor who goes to connect group with you and prays with you and reads the word of God. This is your pastor that's preaching to you right now about wisdom. I was about to make a huge decision without asking God what we should do. We should ask God. If you are about to make a decision in life, can I tell you, you should ask God. In the future, you're going to come up on some big decisions. You should ask God. These are big things. I guarantee you there would be fewer divorces if somebody would ask God. There would be fewer indebtedness. There would be fewer fights and anger. There would be fewer church splits. There would be fewer everything if people would just ask God. Stop making decisions without asking God. He is the only wise God, and you aren't. If anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask God. The Lord gives wisdom. When I asked God what we should do, I felt strongly that we would regret selling the condo at that time. It just, that feeling, it wasn't an audible voice, but I had this feeling. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just like, it was a feeling. It wasn't just a Chris Fluitt thing. It wasn't you ate too much CC's pizza feeling. It was in my heart, you are going to regret this the rest of your life if you sell the condo right now. So I knew we should keep the condo and rent it out, but that's information. Don't do it. You'll regret it if you do it. So, okay. But now I'm at a new, trickier issue because now I need to tell Sarah about this feeling I have, right? Yeah. No, an angel didn't come and greet me. No, I didn't find a scripture that said it. I was praying and I felt this thing, right? Can I tell you, you need wisdom to communicate what God is trying to do in your life. Many people, even Joseph in the Old Testament, messed up because he had dreams, but he was unwise when he shared and communicated those dreams with other people. You can clap. He clapped on that. He liked it. You're the only one that needed it. Receive it. He just fell out. I'm just kidding. Now I needed to tell my wife, and I'm about to tell my wife that we need to do something more difficult. We need to do something that's actually more risky, because we could walk away with a profit now. Who knows what the future holds? And by the way, we need to have two mortgages, and we need to have dig deeper in order to pay for this other house. These are risky things. This is a tough conversation that's about to happen. So I need more than information here. Do you agree? Yes, absolutely. I needed more than, you know what, it is a better economic decision than not to sell. I needed wisdom in how to communicate this. I needed wisdom in how to communicate this new plan that God was trying to give us. So I asked God, well, that was unwise. I asked God, how do I tell Sarah? You see, that's what prayer does. Prayer will get you, keep you praying. God gave me the information. It took me praying more. God, what do I tell Sarah? And God brought to my mind a story that Sarah had shared once about her grandfather regretting the unwise decision of selling several houses he built. I'm telling you, it was like a blip on the radar. Somewhere we had this conversation. I kind of overheard a conversation of a conversation, kind of a situation. And it's like, whoa, he just brings back vividly this memory. Her grandfather regretted selling houses in the very city that we were living in at that time, in Richardson, Texas. He sold them simply to get out from under the cost because it was easy. And it turns out that that was a $1 million decision that he missed out on because he went the easy way. He didn't know it at the time. He just tried to get out in an easy fashion. But years later, less than a decade later, those houses altogether were worth millions of dollars. So I told Sarah what I felt God said, and I reminded her of this story. I took God's wisdom and I communicated it, and my wife received it. She like grabbed onto it. It was almost, it's weirded me out how much that I was looking for like a pushback, like, well, let's get a pros and cons list. That no, she felt the wisdom of God and she grabbed onto it. Can I tell you, there is nothing like a marriage where they are both of you grabbing onto the wisdom of God, standing on the wisdom and understanding of God. That's what happened in this situation. And it's amazing, when you start communicating the wisdom of God, you will start doing things in spiritual ways, in spiritual depths you don't even know you're doing at the time. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was operating in the prophetic because I told my wife things. I told her risky things like, this property is going to help us financially to send our kids to college one day. I'm like, where did that even come from? God didn't tell me that. What are you saying right here? God, no, I just told her this. I'm like, this is the wisdom of God, and you listen to me. And I started prophesying to her out of nowhere. That's what happens. When you get a hold of the wisdom of God, you will go to new depths in spirit. Because it's the spirit that searches the deep things of God, that brings about the understanding. You see this? Oh my goodness. Do you understand that the Spirit is so much more than goosebumps? I love the goosebumps. You're talking, I was raised Pentecostal. I love to feel God's presence. I love that. But His Spirit is so much deeper than goosebumps. How deep are goosebumps? It's just the surface, baby. It's just your skin. No, the Spirit searches the deep things of God, far past what you feel, Ackley. We're going to the depths of truth. And that's what God was giving me on this day. And I ended up prophesying to my wife, and this property is going to help us financially send our kids to college one day. I said things that felt right when they came out of my mouth, but in my mind I was thinking, wait a sec, do you really know that? God's wisdom is prophetic. Prophecy is so much more than I'm fortune telling. Prophecy is being the mouthpiece of God. Here is information from God, and I'm speaking it out. there is something powerful in sharing the wisdom of God with people. God's wisdom will make you look like a genius. Say that sentence with me. God's wisdom will make you look like a genius. You will look so smart when you get a hold of the wisdom of God. People will do a double take and they go, well, I guess I need to rethink this dude because of the thing that just came out of his mouth. That is the wisdom of God. His wisdom is better than your knowledge. I was operating on zero knowledge. How much do I know about real estate markets? How much do I know about the trends of selling in this era, buying and selling? Zero. I know nothing about that. I have zero knowledge, but his wisdom is always better than my knowledge. One of the problems in life is when you feel like an expert in your knowledge and you throw away God's wisdom and hold on to your knowledge. I don't care who you are and how much knowledge you have, his wisdom is mo better than your knowledge. It's better. And you can trust God's wisdom. Today, I want to say this. You realize I'm overwhelmed by this kind of stuff because I know me. I live with me, right? I live here all the time. Audio podcast, I'm pointing to my brain. I live here all the time. I know just how I can't do what I'm about to say. Today, that property we almost let go for around a $15,000 profit. We could sell it today for a $50,000 profit 3 years later. 3 years later, what happened when I said, wait, we should ask God, was a $50,000 decision. Sarah and I are not real estate savvy. We're not brilliant investors, but with God's wisdom, we made a $50,000 decision. No, has anyone else ever given you, help you made a $50,000 decision? I love you guys, but none of you have ever helped me make a $50,000 decision. But God did. My God did that. My God did that. And who knows what the future is for that. We're holding on to it. We are praying all the time. God, you got us into this. We're following you. You tell us when to sell that. You tell us what to do with the money. We bring on your wisdom. Would you like a $50,000 blessing today? Well, then just throw a seed offering into. No, that's cheap stuff. You come on, you listen to me. That is some cheap stuff that you hear on televangelists. Oh, God's got a $50,000 blessing for you. You just need to pull out your seed offering. No, you don't. You just need to listen to his wisdom. And his wisdom is free. And he gives it from his mouth to your ears and to your heart. Can I tell you, I'm not smart enough to do that. I am proud to say I'm not smart enough to make that decision. But my God is. I can't promise you $50,000 today, but I can promise you blessing comes in wisdom. Proverbs 3 and 13. She read it to us earlier, this Amazon Echo Dot. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she, it calls wisdom she here, is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. You pause right here. His wisdom is better than $50,000. His wisdom is better than $100,000. You better believe me when I say it because I believe it with all my heart. Guess what? He's got the wisdom to make you more than $1 million decisions. Decisions that are better than gold and silver. Next verse, verse 15. She, wisdom, is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left are riches and honor. Her ways Wisdom's ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. Now, you talk about something everybody on the face of the planet wants. The wisdom of God will help you walk in peace. Are you having some disagreements and some warfare and some problems and some hard words? You need to pray for God's wisdom, because the paths of wisdom are peace. Last verse, verse 18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. I tell you what, I've gotten some wisdom from God, and you cannot pry it out of my hands. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care. You know what? If the economy turned on its head and suddenly that condo was worthless, oh, you tell me, I'm telling you, I'm not letting go of the wisdom that is in my hand. I'm going to hold fast to the wisdom God has given me, because my blessing is in the wisdom. My blessing's not in the housing market. My blessing's not in Wall Street. My blessing is in God's wisdom. You see, now that is something the telemarketers don't preach. Now, when they preach to you, well, come on and get your blessing. When they preach that, they don't preach, here it is, it's God's wisdom. Pray right now, God wants to give it to you. But you listen to me, everyone under my voice right now. God has wisdom for you, and it is everything you need. It is limitless. I don't care how deep down into the hole you are in life, His wisdom is enough to raise you up. Ask Him for His wisdom today. Sarah and I learned to ask God for wisdom. In the last year, we bought a new house in Plano, and I don't have the time to bore you with that story, but I want to tell you, God made us look like geniuses again. We're so overwhelmed by His goodness and His faithfulness that He would give us His wisdom. You know, there's shysters that come through the town and they go rent out hotel meeting rooms, and they're like, yeah, just gonna fill this place up. You wanna come learn my real estate secrets and come learn the secrets to blah, 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 and learn how to speak to your boss, and your boss will do whatever you want. And these people come through all the time. You hear these radio things, and you know, all it costs is $200, but man, you'll make that in a hurry when you to look at your boss and you throw your hand on the floor and say, on the floor, on the desk, and say, no, if you really want that raise, you'll throw it on the floor and say, give me that raise. These shysters are everywhere, wanting your money. God gives wisdom for free. It's here in this room right now. How do you know that? Because I know God. He's here. His wisdom is here. You may know about our son, Will. Will was diagnosed with autism this past year, and that's a pretty big issue. Here is how I'm praying for my son, Will. God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom in how to speak to Will and how to be the best loving father Will could ever have. I want to tell you, that was not my immediate reaction. I had to go through a few rough tumbles in prayer before I came to that one, but I'm on to something there. God, give me wisdom. Teach me something. Sure, I want my son to be healed, but what I really can't live without is your wisdom. What issues are you dealing with today? God, give us your wisdom. Lord, we won't settle for information today. We want a conversation with you that is laced with your wisdom. Stop asking Google, Siri, or that thing what you should do. Ask God for wisdom. The times I ask God for wisdom are the moments where miracles happened. It's inexplicable. The times where I just ask God for miracles, those aren't usually the times miracles happen. But the times where I've asked God, God, you come up and you speak and you show me wisdom. I was on a hospital gurney with a broken ankle. I remember asking God, heal me. God, heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. God, heal me. I don't like this broken ankle. I want to go back and play tennis, and this hurts. I have a broken ankle. Asking God to heal me, heal me, heal me. Then I remember something switched, and I asked God, what are you trying to teach me? You know what? I walked out of that hospital under my own power. God healed me. It happened. It happened. Heal me, heal me, heal me. Yes or no? God, what are you trying to show me? I got this. That's what I'm trying to show me. Yeah, I'm your son. You're my son, and I care about you, and I'm able to do this for you. And not only am I able to do this for you, one day you're going to have bigger things come your way, and you're going to know because you hold on to this wisdom. I felt lonely and depressed and asked God, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me in this situation? What are you trying to tell me? And I remember him giving me wisdom. Here it was. It's time for you to find a woman, son. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. I'm like, whoa. Where did that music come from? It was not Seinfeld. No, sir. All right. In a few weeks, I saw her for the first time. Just a few weeks out there in front of a taco diner wearing pink shoes. And it was just all the God's timing is like, I'm going to go talk to this girl. And here we are today. I was needing information on what to do with my life. And I was worried. I was in a weird place. This son was around 21 years old. I was in a weird place that I was worried I would choose the wrong career and I would disappoint God, or worse, I would miss out on the will of God, or worse, end up lost and damned into hell. It got real dark real quick. All right. But I remember I asked God at a Taco Cabana, God, what would you have me know? And I remember God didn't just give me the information of what he required from me. That's what I thought he was going to give. Well, answer A, circle A, that's the answer. And B and C, you'll end up in hell. No, that's not what he said at all. He gave me wisdom and understanding of what was already in my heart to do, what was already in my skill set to do. In fact, I would have been sad trying to live any other way than what he showed me. God gave me the clarity to know what he would be, that he would be with me in whatever job I chose. And let me tell you, no preacher ever told me that. Something God told me at a Taco Cabana. Can I tell you, God is with you on whatever you choose. He's walking with you. Some of us even walk down the wrong road, but you look around, God's still walking with you. And in these situations, you know, I'm gonna go be a broadcast journalist, and God's like, I'll go do that. But do you want to do what you're really purposed for? I'll walk with you there too. I say, I didn't even have that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding of God, PA. But when I walked out away from that situation, I really understood God loved me in a deep, profound way that I didn't understand before. And I still grab onto that. And sometimes I look other people in the eye and I just got to tell them that story in hopes that they could get a grasp and a glimpse of that wisdom too. And they could understand that thing about God. God, you're so wonderful. There is wisdom in this room today. There is understanding in this room today. It's available to you. You need wisdom more than you need the thing that you're always praying about. You need wisdom more than the new car. You need the wisdom more than the pay raise. You need the new wisdom more than the cell phone. Whatever it is you're asking for. What you really need is wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It's here for the asking. Come now. Come ask for it. Come ask for it. If you're in this place, you are in a special place where you just want God to give you wisdom, why don't you come in the first 2 feet? Let's pray together about it. If you're needing a miracle, come in the first 2 feet. Come on, right now. Don't be bashful about it. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Come receive it. Come say, God, from your mouth to my ears, from your mouth to my heart, I want your wisdom. I want your knowledge. I want your understanding. God, I want a conversation with you. I don't want to just give you a yes or no question. I want you to speak to me about who I am, how much you love me, and what you want for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone listening, watching online, in the room. Father, God, be with them. Let them sense your wisdom. Let them grab a hold of the wisdom and find the blessing that is in it. God, I repent of my yes or no questions. God, I want understanding. I want it to come from you. I want it to attach to my life. And I want it to just change me and transform me from the inside out. Let wisdom be in my family. Let wisdom be in my home. Let me communicate wisely. Let me speak wisely. Let me walk wisely. In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Come on, let's talk to God. We got people to pray for. Somebody help me pray with some people today. Why don't you
come? For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.